Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. The focus of today's brief intelligence session is AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca, a global science-led biopharmaceutical company. AstraZeneca withdraws COVID vaccine worldwide after admitting it can cause rare blood clots. Do you think they just figured that out now? Or do you think they knew it before they ever even released it? Well, if you have a low IQ, you would believe that they had no idea that it would do such things. It's just a freak coincidence. It's a rarity, like they told us all this time. Fauci lied, and millions have died. And according to what we know, millions more are going to die. I've never changed my position. My show has served as a beacon of light on this subject matter from the beginning. There is no good therapy, but the therapy that the Most High provides with the wisdom and intelligence and natural substances that the Most High provides. But that's the very thing that we are banned from using, banned from speaking about, banned from providing. That's what lets you know a devil-influenced world system has emerged. AstraZeneca. Withdraws COVID vaccine worldwide after admitting it can cause rare blood clots. AstraZeneca is withdrawing its COVID-19 vaccine worldwide months after the pharma giant admitted the drug could cause very rare but life-threatening injuries. The British-Swedish drug maker has already withdrawn its EU marketing authorization for the vaccine branded as Vaxzevria since 2021. The authorization is the approval to market a drug in the EU's member states. The company said the withdrawal was due to a surplus of available updated vaccines. Absolute lie. Absolute fabrication. Absolute deception. Absolute untruth. Absolute falsehood. 100% falsch. The company said the withdrawal was due to a surplus of available updated vaccines against new variants of the novel coronavirus. There's nothing novel about it, guys. But anyway, the application to withdraw the vaccine from the EU was made on the 5th of March and came into effect on the 7th of May. As multiple variant COVID-19 vaccines have since been developed, there's a surplus of available updated vaccines, AstraZeneca said, adding that this led to a fall in demand for Vaxzevria, which is no longer manufactured or supplied. The London Telegraph reported that AstraZeneca recently admitted that its vaccine, initially called Covishield, could cause infrequent side effects like blood clots and low platelet counts. Yes. Okay, guys. Thanks for that information that we already knew. The admission came after the company was slapped with a class action lawsuit in the United Kingdom, which claimed that the vaccine had caused deaths and severe injuries and sought damages up to 100 million British pounds for about 50 victims. It is admitted that the AstraZeneca vaccine can, in sporadic cases, cause TTS, the causal mechanism is not known. Come on. As we already said, you know, the cause seems to never, ever be known. It's never known by the pundits. It's never known by the experts. It's never, ever known by the professionals why these things come about. But they can assure you it's not their product that is causing it. It's not the rogue alien molecular architecture being introduced into your genome that's causing it. No, it couldn't be that. It couldn't be that. It's not that. We can assure you that it's not that. Well, what is it, professional? What is it, Mr. Pundit? What is it, Mr. Expert?
Oh, well, we don't quite know. We really don't know.
Then how is it that you're so sure that it's not the alien, unacceptable, rogue molecular architecture being introduced into the genome? What makes you so sure? What makes you so sure that it's not that? Yet you can't explain what it is, but you surely, certainly know what it's not. That is quite a strange thing. We're going to dig into that more and more as we move towards the 2030s. I can not accept a dumb, ignorant, empty statement that I don't know. Yet on the other side of your mouth, you want to tell me with matter-of-factness that it's not this, it's not that. Oh, it's not this, it's not that. Then what is it, buddy? What is it? What's the cause? What's the origin?
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
Then how do you know everything else? Anyway, let us move on, guys. It is admitted that the AstraZeneca vaccine can, in sporadic cases, cause TTS. The causal mechanism is not known. The causal mechanism is not known. The causal mechanism is not known. I'm gonna say it again. The causal mechanism is not known. But they certainly know it's not their vaccine that's causing it. But the real cause, they don't know. Oh, we don't know. It's just a miracle. We don't know. We don't know. TTS is thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, characterized by blood clots and low blood platelet counts in humans. AstraZeneca's vaccine was developed in collaboration with the top-level university and institution of academia called Oxford University and produced by the Serum Institute of India. It was widely administered in over 150 countries. Wow, let's put that into perspective. Over 150 countries have received this poisonous cocktail. And you think Moderna mode RNA and Pfizer is different? It's not. There is no difference. Just a different usage of specialized nomenclature and descriptions are being used. That's all. Just a shuffling, rearranging, repurposing of words, vocabulary, verbiage is being used to create a whirlwind of confusion for the uninitiated, for the untrained, for the unknowledgeable. This poisonous cocktail vaccine was widely administered in, including Britain and India. Some studies conducted during the pandemic found the vaccine was 60 to 80% effective. Oh. So they preached the gospel that the vaccine, that now they're admitting is poison and that is fatal, and is deleterious to human health. They were preaching the gospel that it was 60 to 80% efficacious. It was 60 to 80% efficacious. That was Fauci's song all day long. Look, we know that the vaccines are efficacious. They're 80 to 95% efficacious. Mr. Bourla of Pfizer, our vaccines, our product is efficacious. Efficacious was the magical word being used. The spell, word spells, being woven over the heads and minds and conscience and hearts of the people. Oh, it's efficacious. Oh, it will prevent you from hospitalization. Oh, it will prevent you from death. Yet we've had nothing but hospitalizations, death, and health complications. Now we have an explosion of cancer that we can't seem to explain where it's coming from, but we know what it's not coming from, but we really don't know where it's truly coming from. Now they're saying, well, 50% of the cases come from obesity. And obesity is a result of food technology being utilized and deployed in that which is consumed by the consumers. Your food is poison. All the minerals, nutrients, and vitamins have been stripped from the soil that your food is grown in. All the minerals, nutrients, and vitamins have been removed, deleted, and subtracted from what you eat, from what you consume. But at the same time, what are we doing in laboratories all over the world? Oh, we're trying to figure out how to genetically modify and shuffle and rearrange nucleotides and insert molecular architecture of vaccines into the food so that when you eat spinach, so that when you eat tomatoes and lettuce, you wind up consuming a vaccine, an edible vaccine, an edible vaccine. We're sore pressed to create edible vaccines, but we can't seem to get the urgency to replace the minerals and nutrients and vitamins that have been stripped through agricultural sorcery. But we can certainly find a way to make you consume edible vaccines. Edible vaccines. Edible vaccines. Let that ring in your conscience. Edible vaccines. Oh, we can't find a way to solve global hunger, but we can find a way to spend millions and billions and trillions of dollars on edible vaccine research and development. Isn't that interesting? Sehr interessant. Diabolical from beginning to end. Some studies conducted during the pandemic found the vaccine was 60 to 80% effective and efficacious in protecting against the novel so-called new coronavirus. However, subsequent research found that it caused some people to develop potentially fatal blood clots. I repeat, fatal blood clots. Now, AstraZeneca used what was considered to be a viral vector vaccine, a version of the virus that cannot cause disease but mimics the architecture of the virus. This is what they used in their sorcery-filled pharmakia cocktail. And Pfizer and mRNA with its SpikeVax, they use the messenger RNA technological platform, the gene therapy platform. And they produced the spike protein's molecular architecture. And they produced mechanisms that go within the body. And it turns the cells of your own body into spike protein factories and manufacturers. They literally injected a program into your genes to produce specialized proteins. to bring about that cytotoxic, genotoxic agent. That's right, I said genotoxicity. It's poisonous to your genes. It's poisonous to your cells. It's poisonous to your life. The reason I'm breaking this down is because it needs to be understood and become sub-intelligence. You need to understand and overstand that though they use two different platforms and methodologies of delivering what they called their proprietary drug, they are similar in their outcomes. The viral vector vaccine simply mimics the architecture of the virus by injecting an attenuated virus into the body. The messenger RNA vaccine, or gene therapy, injects a program into you that goes into the cells and gives them software code that gives them instructions to produce the spike protein. And the spike protein is nothing less than a mimicry of the molecular architecture of the so-called novel coronavirus, also known as SARS-CoV-2. So they both are mimicking the culprit. They both are going to cause the same deleterious effects, the same non-salubrious, unhealthy effects. That's what I want to make clear to the world. Make clear to the listeners, make clear to the observers, make clear to the researchers. The world got played. And it's about to get played again. They already have a whole new entourage of bird flu vaccines ready for you. And you better believe it's going to have technologies that you are unaware of as part of its proprietary design. AstraZeneca, a global science-led biopharmaceutical company. Moderna and Pfizer, they all together are responsible for the distribution of a ticking, timed, bioweaponized bomb. According to the statistics of AstraZeneca and Johns Hopkins University and the World Health Organization, et al., and many others, 70% of the world received the vaccines. 13.57 billion doses were administered to the world. 7,170 injections were received per day. And this is the rate at which it's still being administered today. 32.7% of low-income countries, individuals in low-income countries, received at least one dose. This poisonous cocktail made it into 32.7% of low-income countries. And now 194 countries are coming together to discuss a new treaty, which includes global governance and cooperation as pertains to adhering to the health mandates that will come forward from this new totalitarian governing body led by the World Health Organization. They are coming together May 27th through June 1st to discuss the updated plan. So all I can tell you is be prepared. Because the bird flu, bird influenza bioweapon agenda is about to be ramped up by 10. It very well may be the very next thing used to bring about new pandemic measures. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.